Thankful to be able to stand before you this morning, share a message that I believe the Lord has put in my heart. Pastor James had asked me back a couple weeks ago maybe to preach this morning, cover the service for him, knowing he was going to have surgery. And it's sandwiched in between Christmas and New Year's, you know. So we just the Christmas season, you know, we have all the Christmas music on the radio. A lot of messages, if led by the Lord, are directed towards the birth of baby Jesus, just around this season. In this time frame, and then with New Year's coming up, a lot of oftentimes challenge messages as far as preparing for the new year and the way forward and what to do. And as I was studying, I've actually had this thought on my mind for quite a while. As we as a family had chosen a devotional lesson for the month of December to work through, and this topic seemed to be recurring throughout that. And then Brother James's lesson Wednesday night that he brought was in line with this as well. But I'd like to title my message this morning: seeing they see not, hearing they hear not. And we'll start by looking in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, and then fast forward a couple years into the New Testament and look at the fulfillment of this prophecy. But Isaiah chapter 6 is where we'll start. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and in his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a tell tree, and as an oak whose substance is in them, when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Before we move forward into the book of Matthew, there are a couple things in this passage that I want to bring out. This is Isaiah. And essentially accepting the call to share God's word with the Israelite people. He knew the challenges, potentially not all the challenges, but knew the challenges that he was up against. But he willingly accepted that call. And you know, the comparison there that I would like to make, and what I would like to draw your attention to, is the fact that while we aren't prophets, while we aren't all preachers, as Christians, we accept that calling to share God's message, to share the season we just celebrated, celebrating, recognizing the birth of His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. While there will be challenges, and it will be hard at times, I believe, as we see pointed out here towards the end, if there is a man or a woman willing to stand and listen, we should be willing to share that message. Flip over to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, we're actually going to read verses 10 through 17. And put this into context a little bit. So the parable of the sowers and the seeds has just been presented. And if you remember back, I don't know, time runs together, but past couple months, past year, maybe I remember Brother James bringing a phenomenal lesson series on this parable in specific, and the different gave an explanation of the different categories there. But what I want to actually look at is starting there in verse 10, essentially the explanation of why Jesus taught in parables. Verse 10 says, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath him shall be given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore I speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them." Now, like I was saying, this is there in verse 10, the disciples came before Jesus. You know, he had taught, he had performed these miracles, and they asked him, like, why do you use parables? Why do you teach in this manner? And there's varying thoughts on the explanation of this. He does the parable of the sower goes on there in verse 18, and further expounds on that parable. But the part I want to bring out is the fact that as Christians, at our salvation, There's knowledge that is open up to us. There's wisdom that we should have, that we should be able to share. There's hope that we should be able to share with this world around us. And you know, there's challenges that we'll encounter. Some will say, well, you know, it's harder. It's harder for us because Jesus isn't here. He's not before us. He's not performing these miracles. But I would venture to ask the question, was it any different? We're reading here in Matthew, Jesus was here in front of these people. He was performing these miracles in front of them, preaching from Jesus himself. And people still turned away. You know, the crowds that amassed, you know, some of them were just there for entertainment, right? Some of them had a relationship with God, and they were there to learn, to draw closer to Him. Some of them just came for the entertainment. You know, and it's no different today. People are always looking for entertainment. No different today. But we still have a message to present. Some would say, well, it's not fair because once you're saved, you have you get a secret passage, for lack of a better term, a better understanding, a better opportunity to understand the Word of God. You know, I question that. I believe anybody that wants to hear it, everyone will have the opportunity, once they reach the age of accountability, to hear the Word of God. And they will have the opportunity to make a choice, one way or the other. Isaiah did point out the fact that you must hear the word, you must accept the word. There has to be a conversion. You have to have that conviction. The convicting power of the Holy Spirit has to be involved. But there has to be a conversion in order for you to be healed. These people before Jesus, at least a portion of them, heard what was being said. They heard the message, but they didn't hear it. Meaning they didn't understand it. They saw all the miracles that he was working, but they didn't see those miracles. They did not accept them for what they were. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 2 through 4. And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his land, the great temptations which thine eyes have seen, and the signs and those great miracles. Yet the Lord hath not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, unto this day. Up until that point, the Israelites were blind to what God was doing for them, what He was helping them with, what He was helping them through. At our salvation, God opens the door for a greater understanding. Along with that greater understanding comes a greater responsibility. For the lost that are here, God has an invitation for you to have a better understanding, to have that salvation grace. For the saved that are here, as we embark on this new year, you know, it's a popular time to look at reading plans, Bible reading plans, moving forward, going into the year, as we seek to prepare, hopefully to draw closer to God this year than we did last year. You know, it's a continual process to draw closer to the Lord. But I will challenge you, never want to discourage anybody from reading their Bible, right? But I want to challenge you that instead of just reading your Bible, I'm a guy that likes to list, right? I'll make a list to make a list. And I like to check stuff off that list. Instead of just getting stuck in a routine, a habit of finding a Bible reading plan and making sure you hit the marks every day so you can mark it off the list, actually study the Word of God. Like I said, I would never discourage anybody from reading the Bible, but reading it, it's very easy to get stuck in the habit of hearing but not hearing and seeing but not seeing.